The global market sell-off is simply one more hit for turbulent Brazil, already facing a political crisis brought on by corruption at the state-owned oil giant Petrobras and the decline in oil prices. President Dilma Rousseff, facing calls for impeachment, may not keep her job, and the situation took a turn for the worse this weekend with a judge ordering an investigation into donations into the president's 2014 re-election campaign. At another very different moment, this was supposed to be the Brazilian century, with Rio de Janeiro hosting the Olympics next year to showcase an emerging economy with the momentum to lift millions of Brazilians out of poverty and into the middle class. Now Brazil may be facing its worst recession in a quarter century. Juliana Barbosa is author of Dancing with the Devil in the City of God, Rio de Janeiro, on the brink. Juliana, is this something that the government can even address right now, this a complicated series of issues?
Well, the government has to address them. It has no choice. I mean, the economy, as you mentioned, is the worst in the lifetime of many Brazilians. And Brazilians are notoriously impatient with government that fails to control the economy. You know, people have within their living memory hyperinflation, you know, living in conditions that don't allow you to plan for the end of the month. And so they have very little patience for presidents that lose control of the economy.
What can the government do to increase jobs? Is this a stimulus, government work approach government, or is this something where the market is going to decide?
This is something that the market is going to have to decide. The government is putting in place a number of measures, but there are measures like increasing taxes, increasing the cost of gas, increasing interest rates. They're belt-tightening measures that are likely to leave the population hurting even more. So they might improve the economy in the medium run, maybe in the long run, but it's a very difficult moment because things are going to feel worse to the population before they feel better. And politically, the government may not survive to see the benefits of this.
Exactly. As you say, the political clock is ticking. At the center of all this is the corruption scandal. Where does that stand right now? And what do people on the street say about the ability of this government to survive?
Well, just like Brazilians are impatient with the governments that can't control the economy, they're long-suffering on the question of corruption. The scandal that we have unfolding now is definitely of a magnitude that many people have never known, but this is something that they're willing to be patient with. We're seeing investigations of a caliber that we've never seen, so that's very promising. But on the other hand, it also means that very powerful people are being named. The Speaker of the House, the head of the Senate, the heads of some of the most powerful companies in Brazil, they're all involved. They're either charged or under suspicion. And so, you know, we don't really know. Novel things are happening here, and things that could possibly have a positive result. But it's also very possible that Brazil may face tremendous turmoil and the knocking down of some very powerful people before we're able as a country to move forward and see things improve.
Is this a pivotal moment for Petrobras? Will their role in Brazilian politics change no matter what happens here from here on out?
Well, I think this is a pivotal moment for Brazil in general, for the government of Brazil, for the statist approach to managing the economy, and Petrobras is part of that for sure. I do believe that this corruption scandal really involves much more than Petrobras. It involves the big construction companies. It involves politicians of both the governing parties and the opposition parties. But Petrobras has become a symbol of it. And so I hope, honestly, that this attention that it's receiving right now will mean that in the future, the government can't use a state-controlled company as its back pocket, essentially, as a place from which it can just draw money at will and within which it can place appointed leaders in order to carry out its bidding. So I do hope that the role of that company and other state-controlled companies will change within Brazilian government.
There's certainly some international doubt about this, but assuming the Olympics takes place in Rio in 2016, is the main event going to be the corruption that it took to put the Olympics on, or will the main event be athletics and international sports?
Well, even though the companies that are responsible for building the Olympic venues are among those that are being charged in this current corruption scandal, I do believe that when the Olympics comes to Rio, the main event will be sports and will be the city. Simply because, I was there during the World Cup and Rio's a gorgeous city. It's a city that knows how to entertain. We're very good at throwing very large public parties. And so when everybody comes and the games are on and the cameras are rolling and you can see the bay and the Sugarloaf, I really do believe that the emphasis is going to be on the parties. The bigger question for me is, at what cost are we going to pull this off as a nation, as a city, as a people? What are going to be the legacies of these events and of this very pivotal moment, like you mentioned, in the economy and the politics? But the party itself, I think that's no problem at all. The party will be a good one.
Although the brink that you've written about in the city of Rio will still be in the background once the games are over, yes.
Exactly. And this is why I say the real question for me is not, are we going to pull this off and is this going to be fun? It will. The real question is, what are going to be the long-term consequences for the city and for the country? And I don't think that they are positive. I think that hosting big events like the Olympics and like the World Cup, we've already seen how what they leave for the population are, expensive venues that aren't really needed, infrastructure projects that don't necessarily meet the needs of the population. So I don't think the legacy is going to be a good one.
Juliana Barbosa is author of Dancing with the Devil in the City of God, Rio de Janeiro, on the Brink. Juliana, thanks so much.
Thank you.